Hello, thank you for tuning in to the Week 2 podcast lecture. Today we will be discussing framing the question for nursing research. When I had a question, my mother would tell me to look it up in the encyclopedia. You may say, a what? Yes, years ago we looked things up in the encyclopedia. Now when we have a question, we ask Alexa, Google, or search Wikipedia. When we have a question about science, how do we start to research the answer? Where do we start? Well, for years, nursing researchers have looked for ways to improve health, healthcare services, and healthcare outcomes. Florence Nightingale pioneered evidence-based nursing care and statistical analysis in the mid-1800s, and still today, nurses are the key drivers of healthcare research. The profession of nursing is a science, which means that it is fluid and constantly evolving as more evidence is discovered. If you think about the developments in medicine in the past 50 years, the medical application of penicillin occurred not too long ago in the 1960s. Now, antibiotics are widely used to prevent infection-related morbidity and mortality. The first whole-body MRI scan was used in 1980. Now, MRIs are used to detect a wide range of conditions and issues, such as solid tumors. HIV was considered a terminal illness in the 1980s, but with the use of today's antiviral medications, those diagnosed with HIV have near-normal life expectancies. Liver and kidney transplants were first performed in the 1960s, and today's transplant patients are living ever longer and healthier lives. As nurses, we incorporate evidence-based research into our nursing practice. We wash our hands with soap and water as a result of research regarding the epidemiology of infections, just as turning patients every 2 hours was proven to decrease the risk of pressure ulcers. So how do we begin research? How are research questions created? The first step to identifying a research question begins with framing the research questions using the acronym PICO. P is the problem, patient, or population to be researched. I indicates the intervention or indicator to be used for the problem. C refers to the comparison, and O is the outcome. You can further your PICO question by adding a T at the end, which signifies the time element or type of study. Let's begin with a simple research question that is not quite related to healthcare. I'd like to know if nursing student assignments are submitted timelier if a written calendar with due dates is given to the student on the first day of class. My P or problem is nursing assignments, for they are the identified problem. My I or my intervention is a written calendar of due dates that is given to the students. The comparison is my C, and I will compare the number of late assignment submissions from students without a written calendar to those from students with a written calendar. The O is the outcome, which will review the timeliness of assignments for both groups of students. Let's apply PICO to the nursing research question, does a standardized change of shift report tool improve communication between nursing staff during change of shift report? The problem is inconsistent communication. The intervention is using a standardized communication tool, and the comparison is using a tool versus not using a tool. The outcome is consistent and effective communication. After framing our question using PICO, we are now ready to begin our research. Two article databases that are frequently used for health science research questions are CINAHL and Medline PubMed. To begin the research using your selected database, set your initial search using both the P and the I. The next tool used to narrow your search further is to add the comparison tool, C, and outcome of interest, O. You can further streamline your results by limiting findings to only the most recent research. Your search results will present as abstracts or full text of articles. Using filters will narrow your search further in order to present to you the most specific research results for your need. Last year, I was asked to research the increased number of patient falls in our senior care center. This was a closed unit for geriatric psych patients. I had read of a project which implemented visual identifiers for patients who were at high risk for falls. An at-risk patient would don yellow socks, use a yellow-colored lap blanket, sport a yellow wristband, and have a yellow sticker on their wheelchair in bed. The yellow color indicated to all staff at the facility that the patient was a fall risk, yet it allowed them to maintain their dignity by not specifically stating that the yellow meant fall risk. The PICO question was, does identifying a patient as a fall risk using a visual color identifier decrease the number of patient falls when compared with patients who do not have a visual color identifier? Our problem is increased patient falls. Our intervention is using yellow-colored items. Our comparison is with patients who do not have yellow identifiers. And our outcome is a change in the number of falls. So let's review. it is important for nurses to incorporate evidence-based research into our nursing practice. The initial step is to frame the research questions using the acronym PICO. P is the problem, patient, or population to be researched. I indicates the intervention or indicator to be used for the problem. C refers to the comparison, and the O is the outcome. Let's get started. Ready? Set? Research!